由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you tuned in to listen to this program.
好欢迎你再次收听这个节目。
It is our joy and privilege to bring you the series of messages from the Epistle of James.
我们好高兴能够同你一起分享雅各书的系列信息。
And I want to begin today by telling you something that's very familiar to all of us.
首先呢，我想从大家都好熟悉的一件事呢，是讲起的。
From the day when we are children, we want to go our own way.
当我们还是小孩子的时候，我们就有自己的主张了。
The first word a little child learns to say is no.
一个小孩子最先学会说的一个字呢，就是不。
Then we grow up and we want to take charge of our own destiny.
跟住随住年龄的增长，我们呢硬是很想去掌管自己的命运的。
We don't like to be thought of as dependent on anything or anybody.
我们不愿意被认为是依靠人家呢去生存的人。
From the last broadcast of James chapter 4 verses 1 to 12, we saw the big three enemies.
在上次的信息里面，通过雅各书第四章一至到十二节的信息，我们讲到我们要面对的三大仇敌。
The world, the flesh, and the devil.
这三大的仇敌就是世界、肉体和魔鬼了。
And we learned that there are three keys to spiritual growth.
同时我们也都学习了生命成长的三大关键。
First of which was learning submission.
第一个关键就是学习要顺服。
In today's passage, James 4:13 to 17, James continues to hammer away on the importance of submission to the will of God in our lives.
在今天的信息里面，雅各要通过四章十三至到十七节的经文，去同我们强调顺服神的重要性。请大家听我读出雅各书的四章十三至到十七节呢。经文说，嘿，你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现笑时就不见了。你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。现今你们竟以张狂夸口，凡这样夸口都是恶的。人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
Sadly, there are many Christians who see the will of God as a bitter medicine that they must take.
好可悲的是，很多基督徒将神的旨意看为不可以不吃的苦药。
Instead of seeing it for what it is, the gracious evidence of the love of God.
而看不见这个是神大爱的明证。
I have met people all over the world who are afraid to abandon themselves to Christ.
我见过世界上好多好怕将自己交托给主的人。
When I dig deeper, I find out that they are afraid to submit to God, thinking that if they do His will, they will have to swallow a bitter medicine.
当我细心观察的时候，就发现他们之所以惧怕信服，是因为好怕信服神之后要去吃苦。
This is a completely false assumption.
他们其实是大错特错的。
The will of God comes out of the heart of God.
神的旨意就是神的心意。
And His will is the expression of His love.
他的旨意是他爱的流露来的。
We truly miss out on God's blessings of love by refusing to submit to His will.
因为拒绝信服神，我们的确是错过了很多神所赐的福分的。
Reaching Christian maturity means that you have to depend on God more, not less.
成熟的基督徒是意味着更加依靠神，而不是减少对他的依靠。
Our dependence on God starts with our submission that we cannot save ourselves and we must turn to Jesus Christ for salvation.
所谓依靠神，我们就一定要先承认自己不能够救自己，唯有靠耶稣基督的救恩，我们才能够得救。
God is looking for men and women who are willing to look to Him for direction.
神正在寻找愿意跟从祂指引的人。
God is desiring that we become dependent on Him, not independent of Him.
神渴望我们成为依靠祂的人，而不是自己作主的人。
God wants us to acknowledge that He is in charge and not us.
神要我们承认是祂在掌管一切，而不是我们自己。
Listen to what James is saying here.
雅各是怎样讲的呢？
James is describing not only those who overplan their lives, but those who actually leave God out of their plans altogether.
雅各在这里所描述的不单单是那些过分为自己筹划一生的人，亦都包括那些是将神完全是放在他们计划之外的人。
I believe in planning.
我个人呢是相信我们呢是需要有计划的。
I believe in goal setting.
我亦都相信我们是需要制定目标的。
And James is not condemning either of these.
而雅各并不是责备这两种的做法。
James is not suggesting for a moment that we ought to live our lives as drifters wandering aimlessly in life.
雅各从来没有建议我们是过一种毫无目标、漂流无定的生活的。
No.
他绝对没有这样做过。
James is saying, don't make your plans based on your desires and your ambitions and say, Lord, bless my plans.
雅各所讲的是我们不要按照自己的愿望和野心来去做计划，然后就说主啊，赐福给我的计划吧。
The word of God is saying to us that God and the will of God must be the very essence of our planning.
神的话语告诉我们知，神和神的旨意才是我们计划的根基。
Even more than this,
而且更加重要的是
that our plans and our goals should be nothing less than what God wants for us.
我们的计划和目标一点都不能够低过神对我们的要求。
How do we do that?
那我们应该怎样做到呢？
By prayerfully saying, Lord, what do you want me to accomplish in my life?
我们应该向神祷告说，主啊，求你指示我一生应该完成的事。
How many people do you want me to witness to in the next few months?
在未来的几个月里面，你要我对几多人去做见证呢？
How many people do you want me to lead to you in the next few years?
在未来的几年里面，你要我将几多人带到你面前呢？
What areas in my life do you want me to change this year?
今年我的生命有哪些方面是需要改变的呢？
As the Lord give you impression of what He wants you to do, then begin to pray for what God wants in your life.
当神向你展示了祂的心意之后，你就要为了这件事向神去祈求了。
Thus, from beginning to end, these are not your goals, but God's goals for you.
那从头到尾都不是你自己去定目标给自己，而是神为你去制定计划。
That way, your prayer life is centered around your following of God's plan.
这样你的祷告生活就是以神的计划为中心了。
This is how I try to live my life.
这个也是我一直很努力在我生命里面要去做到的。
The scripture said, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
圣经又说，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
We always concentrate on the desires of our hearts, but delighting ourselves in the Lord will mean that we only seek His will in our lives.
我们总是都是以自己的心所愿意的是做中心，但是所谓以神为乐就意味着我们是只是寻求神的旨意。
John 15, Jesus said,
在约翰福音的十五章，主耶稣说，
If you abide in my word, then whatever you ask, you shall receive.
他说，你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
Because when you are abiding in his word, you will only ask for that which is in his will.
因为当神的话语在你里面，咁你就能够按照神的旨意来去祈求了。
Does God reveal everything to us?
神会不会向我们显明他所有的旨意呢？
Of course not.
当然不会啦，神是不会向我们显明他所有的旨意的。
He's a sovereign God.
因为他是至高无上的神。
As long as I know that he is in control, I am at peace.
只要我明白他是在这里掌管一切，那我就会有平安了。
And I don't need to know everything.
我是没有必要知道所有的事的。
Do you remember the gospel account of the storm in the Sea of Galilee?
你还记不记得福音书上面所记载的关于加利利海上风暴的故事？
There were two distinct reactions to the storm.
当时有两种对风浪截然不同的反应。
The disciples' reaction was that of panic in the face of the storm.
面对风浪，那些门徒的反应是恐慌。
Jesus' reaction was that he was asleep.
但是主耶稣的反应却是他睡着了觉。
Why?
为什么会有这么不同的两种反应呢？
Simply, they had forgotten that he is in control and they panicked.
很简单，就是门徒之所以恐慌，是因为他们忘记了是主在这里掌管着一切。
The stress factor in your life can be dealt with only when you live a life of dependence on God, the Holy Spirit.
在你的人生当中，只有依靠圣灵的带领，才能够对付你生活里面的压力。
The reason so many Christians live a life of stress and anxiety is because they are determined to take control of their lives.
很多基督徒生活在压力和焦虑之中，就是因为他们坚持要掌管自己的命运。
I want to give you a measuring stick by which you can measure if you are spiritually growing or not.
现在让我给你一把尺，你可以衡量一下自己的灵性是不是有长进呢？
Please listen carefully.
请你仔细听我跟着要讲的。
Measure the gap between the time you take over control of a situation until you relinquish control to the Spirit of God and allow Him to lead you and direct you.
请你是量度一下，每次你自己做主，到你交出主权去让圣灵来引导你的之间，这两者之间经过了几长的时间呢？
The shorter the time becomes, the more you are growing spiritually.
这段的时间越短，就显示你的灵性的长进是越多了。
Which is in turn the more you are in tune with God's voice.
同时亦都显示了你的行动同神的指示是一致的。
We saw in the last message about the big three, the world, the flesh, and the devil.
上集里面我们提到要面对三大的仇敌，就是世界、肉体和魔鬼。
Are conspiring continuously to hinder us from hearing the voice of God.
他们一直都在暗中阻碍我们聆听神的声音。
There are some Christians living their Christian life like someone getting a phone call in the midst of a room filled with people.
有些基督徒的生活就好像在一间堆满了人的房里面去通电话。
People are talking all around them.
周围的人呢不停地在讲说话。
Terrible noise.
里面的情况呢就是一片的嘈杂的。
The radio is blaring.
收音机很大声地响着。
And the television is on its highest volume.
而电视机的音量也都是被调到去最高的。
And this poor person keeps on saying, what? What? What?
这个可怜的人就只能够不停地说，你说什么？你说什么？你说什么？
Say it again, I can't hear you.
再说多次，我听不见了。
Many Christians are like this.
这个就是很多基督徒目前的光景了。
They too cannot hear God at all.
佢哋根本就听唔见神嘅声音。
So they go in their lives from crisis to crisis.
所以佢哋嘅生命就每况愈下啦。
From stress to stress.
压力越嚟越大。
From problem to problem.
所面对嘅问题亦都越嚟越多。
Because if you are not tuned with God, you are missing God's best for your life.
因为如果你同神嘅旨意系唔一致嘅话，咁你就会错失咗神最好嘅安排啦。
If you are not in tune with God, chances are you are treading water and feeling very tired of it.
当你同神嘅步伐唔一致嘅时候，好可能你嘅生活就好似不断喺度踩水咁，系令到你好攰嘅。
What happens when you get out of the will of God?
离开咗神嘅旨意，结果会系点呢？
Well, it's not the end of everything. You will suffer for sure.
当然唔至于完全绝望，但系你却系要受苦嘅。
But remember, when God cannot rule, He will overrule.
要记住，当你唔要神掌管你嘅时候，佢就要管教你啦。
Jonah could not let God rule, so God overruled in his life.
约拿唔俾神嚟掌管，所以神就管教佢啦。
But he brought pain upon himself.
结果他就为自己带来了很多的痛苦。
Some may say, How will I know the will of God?
或者你会问，我们怎样去明白神的旨意呢？
According to John 7:17, if you are willing to obey God, God is willing to reveal His will to you.
约翰福音七章十七节那里说，人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。
God does not reveal His will to the curious and the careless, but to those who are ready and willing to obey Him.
神不会向那些只是好奇或者是漠不关心的人显明祂的旨意，祂的旨意只是向那些随时准备信服的人显明而已。
If you really want to know the will of God, but you are not intending to obey it,God will not reveal it to you.
如果你只是想了解神的旨意而不准备去信服的话，那神是不会向你显明祂的旨意的。
Listen to what Colossians 1:9 says.
请听哥罗西书的一章九节所讲的，是哥罗西书一章九节。因此，我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
In Ephesians 5:17, God wants us to understand His will.
在以弗所书五章十七节那里，神要我们明白祂的旨意。
And this is where spiritual maturity comes in.
这个就是灵命成熟的表现了。
A child may know his father's will but not understand his will.
一个细路仔可能知道父亲要他做的事，但是就不明白为什么。
A father can tell a five-year-old to do something.
一个的父亲能够让他五岁的仔去做一件事。
And the boy would ask, why, daddy?
或者个仔会问，爸爸为什么这样做呢？
And the father says, because I said so.
爸爸就会回答说，因为是我叫你去做的。
You cannot explain logically to a five-year-old, but to a 20-year-old, it's a different story.
你冇可能系俾一个嘅五岁嘅仔系去同佢去分析原因，但系对于一个二十岁嘅人，情况就好唔同啦。
A 20-year-old who's close to his father will not only understand what, but the why.
一个同父亲关系好亲密嘅二十岁嘅青年，唔单止能够明白做啲乜嘢。更加能够明白点解咁去做。
As the friends of God, who have the privilege of knowing God, we know something.
作为神嘅朋友，我哋有呢个特权嚟去明白关于神嘅一啲事情。
Listen to what Jesus said in John 15:15.
请听主耶稣喺约翰福音十五章十五节所讲嘅说话，系约翰福音十五章十五节。那里他说，以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。
But according to Romans 12:2, we must prove the will of God.
但系根据罗马书十二章二节，我哋系一定要察验乜嘢系神嘅旨意。
That means that we must put it into practice.
意思就系话，我哋一定要将神嘅旨意喺生活里边实行出嚟。
We must apply it in our lives.
我哋一定要将佢实用喺我哋嘅生活里边。
And the more we obey, the easier it is to discover what God wants us to do.
我哋越系信服，就越容易明白神嘅旨意啦。
It is like learning how to swim.
呢个就好似系学游水一样。
Or play a musical instrument.
或者好似系学演奏乐器一样。
The more you practice it, the more it becomes second nature to you.
你越系练习得多，咁呢种技能就会变成你嘅本能。
The people who are going around asking how do I discern God's will in my life are announcing to everyone that they have never really tried to do God's will.
有啲人成日都问我点样先至能够明白神嘅旨意呢？其实佢哋从来都冇尝试过要去实行神嘅旨意。
You start with what you know you ought to do, then God opens the way for the next step.
先从你明明清楚知道应该做嘅事做起，神就会话俾你听下一步应该点样走啦。
Please understand what I'm going to tell you.
请留心去听跟住我要讲嘅说话。
When you serve the Lord begrudgingly or because you feel you have to, you may accomplish His work, but you yourself miss out on the blessing.
当你唔甘心咁样去服侍神，或者感觉唔到一定要去咁样做嘅时候，你或者咧能够完成神俾你嘅工作，但系你却系失去咗佢嘅赐福。
It will be a toil, not a ministry.
这个的工作，这种的侍奉，会成为一种的劳苦，而不是服侍神的。
Why must we be dependent on God and joyfully obey His will?
我们为什么要依靠神，并且欢欢喜喜地去顺服祂的旨意呢？
James said, because life is so uncertain.
雅各说，因为人的生命是几咁不可靠。
To plan your tomorrow without God is very foolish.
其实在你计划未来的时候，将神摆在一边是非常之愚蠢的行为。
Because you might not be around tomorrow.
因为你不知道明日你是不是还是活在这个世界上。
Because life is like a mist. It appeared for a little time and then it disappears.
因为我们的生命就好像云雾一样，是出现很短暂的时间，跟着就不见了。
The charter of our lives is temporary.
我们肉体的生命是暂时的。
We appear for a short time, then we pass away.
我们出现很短的时间，跟着就离开这个世界了。
Most teenagers don't think that life is fragile.
很多的年轻人都不认为生命是脆弱的。
They think that we are invincible.
他们认为人类是无敌的。
And then by the grace of God, when they reach the age of 21, they begin to think differently.
但是靠着神的恩典，当他们是大到21岁的时候，就开始有不同的想法了。
So James concludes in verse 17 by saying this.
所以雅各就在17节那里是这样总结话了。请听我读出雅各书的4章17节，那里说，人若知道行善，却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
In fact, the whole New Testament teaches that the sins of omission are treated just as seriously as the sin of commission.
事实上，整本的新约圣经都告诫我们，明知要去行善而不去行这种的罪过，是同犯罪同样严重的。
There is a saying that goes like this.
有一句俗语是这样讲的。
It is not the mountain ahead that wears you out, it is the grain of sand in your shoe.
唔系前面嘅高山令到你好攰行喐，而系你鞋里边嘅沙让到你冇办法行落去。
Many a man worried for fear he would not be able to cross a mountain has had to stop some miles before he crossed the foothills because he had not taken time to clean out his shoes.
好多时我哋因为冇清理我哋嘅鞋，所以咧只可以距离山嗰度咧系好几里嘅地方就被逼停落嚟。呢个咧就令到我哋因为唔能够跨越高山而系感到好忧虑啦。
Often the source of failure in the Christian life is not committing the big sin, but being indifferent toward what is right.
同样，基督徒灵命失败嘅根源，并唔系话犯咗好多严重嘅罪，而系对于我哋应该做嘅事漠不关心。
Being indifferent toward acting out our convictions.
对于我哋为信仰应该系争取嘅嘢，我哋无动于衷。
Being indifferent toward the work of the kingdom of God.
对于有关于神国度嘅事，我哋漠不关心。
Being indifferent toward what God hates.
对于神所憎恶嘅事，我哋觉得无关痛痒。
Being indifferent toward what God wants you to do.
对于神要我哋做嘅工作，我哋却系视若无睹。
Which attitude do you have toward the will of God?
对于神的旨意，你所持的是一种怎样的态度呢？
Do you totally ignore God's will as you make your daily plans and decisions?
在你每日去做计划的时候，你是不是完全忽视了神的旨意呢？
Or do you know God's will but refuse to obey it?
又抑或是你明明知道神的旨意是怎样，但是却是不愿意去顺服祂呢？
Either will bring sorrow and ruin to the life of the person who holds it.
无论一个人是持有哪一种的态度，都会是毁了他的生活，为他带来很多的痛苦。
But the believer who knows, loves and obeys the will of God will enjoy God's blessing.
但是那些明白、喜爱并且是信服神旨意的人，就会享受到神所赐的福气了。
His life might not be easier,but it will be holier and happier.
或者他仍然是会遇到很多的难处，但是他会享受到圣洁而喜乐的生活。
Like Jesus, their food will be doing the will of the Father.
就好像主耶稣一样，他们是以遵行父神的旨意为他们的粮食的。
It is my prayer that you obey the will of God.
但愿你亦都能够顺服神的旨意。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你，我哋下次嘅节目时间再见。